Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rich Hand. Former Ranger. Armand Gilliam.
Armand, I like that. Armand.
That's strong. How about this one? 469. Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Texas on fire today. We appreciate you here in the G-Bag Nation. It's time for the C-Note. We got a lot of good Cowboys for you here. Krusty's Corner coming up here in a few minutes. That'll have some Cowboys. Calvin Watkins, top of the hour. Dallas Morning News talking more boys. So it's a Cowboys Power Hour here in the G-Bag Nation. We appreciate you rocking with us here on a July 3rd Thursday. Feels like a Friday. That is for sure. Segment of the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. If you have been hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels, 214-333-3333. Broadus, what do you think about Rich Hand? Did Rich Hand work
Rich Hand
for you?
Rich Hand was a pitcher back in the day, yeah.
I knew that was going to get you excited.
I think Rich Hand pitched for the Texas Rangers, believe it or not.
100% he did.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so we're keeping it with our local squads here. We're honoring Phil Handy, who might be on the Maverick staff. And honestly, we're honoring Joey Chestnut as well. Athletes or people in sports throughout time whose names are also a body part. So Rich Hand absolutely qualifies.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Krusty's Corner here.
Lonzo
in
Ball.
Few minutes. Oh. The entire Ball family, really.
Hey. Yeah.
All the Balls. All right, so We got a couple of Cowboys things here. Love of the Star that we did the other day brought us. We got some great mailbag questions, and I might ask you a couple of them here. But we also had the fan survey from John Machota
yes.
in The Athletic. And we hit a couple of these yesterday with Dawson, but there were a couple more that I wanted to address with you. Now, let's see here. We've got... How do you feel about how the Cowboys have handled their major contracts, Prescott, Lamb, Parsons?
Yeah, I think that to me there's...
Among the league's best in the middle or league's worst?
What did people say on that? They probably said the worst.
Well, this is... We'll get the results, I would imagine, next week. Just pumped it out for people to answer. And then next week we'll actually get the results for it. But
yeah, I'm probably saying that people feel like that this has probably not been done in the most timely fashion.
No, definitely...
And the
league's worse.
And they're probably looking at too what's being done like in Philadelphia. I think the worst thing in the world that happened to the Cowboys was that the last 2 years, Philadelphia's gotten to be a better football team when it comes to managing their cap, player acquisition, their willingness to go for it. You know, I think that Cowboy fans, and maybe I'm speaking out of turn here incorrectly, but I think Cowboy fans are really, really pissed off by the situation. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with the fact that they really never had to deal with Philadelphia fans like they've had to deal with them now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that to me is like, you know, there was a time where, you know, Philadelphia, you know, they were, Philadelphia was looking up to Dallas, and the Dallas fan was, you know, was kind of like, you know, taking advantage of that. Now you get the Philadelphia fan that's completely like, yeah, your team hadn't done this, and your team hadn't done that, and your owner does this, and your owner does that, and our owner spends money, and your guy does, you know. And I think that, I think this is what's driven a lot of Cowboy fans to the levels of disdain that they have for the Jones family and for the team. I think they like the team. I think they like the players, but I just don't think they like that they feel like that they're getting just, why can Philadelphia, our, you know, our nemesis, you know, that we used to be able to control for so many years, how could they figure it out and we can't figure it out? I think that's making a lot of Cowboy fans feel really more irritated than, you know, they were probably some fans are like, yeah, you know, 12 win seasons, 3 years in a row, boy, that's, you know, that's pretty solid football right there.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get Philly winning two championships in the last, what, 3 years, something like that, or being in it the last two of the last 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, now you're in a situation where that fan base is all over you about that. And that's the one thing that Cowboy fans cannot handle, is when they're getting bullied. And I mean bullied in a way of like Eagle fans reminding them how bad their football team is.
Yeah, you know? that's the worst.
I don't know if it's, I think there's people that are mad at Jerry and Steven and the way that things are done that way, but I think they're more pissed off because of the Eagles and what they've been able to do, you know, and that's made.
That exacerbates things, because now there's no more ambiguity about how you should team build. It's right there in front of you. It's in your division and it's loud, and it is, it's really for the last decade or so that the Eagles have been outclassing you from this standpoint. Okay, what grade would you give the Cowboys front office for how they've handled the offseason? So,
this podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coaching hires, trades, free agency, and draft.
Yeah,
would you go A, B, C, D?
Yeah, see, this is you know, it's funny you say this, because like at 3:40, I was going to play a game with you called like Firecracker or
Dud,
and one of the questions led to this was, how do you feel about the Cowboys off season this year?
Okay, cool. Well, then let's marinate on that, and we'll come back to it.
Yeah, no, I was just it was one of my questions for you. Did this match say suspended? What does it say?
Yeah, play suspended.
Okay. It's because of darkness, I assume, then, huh?
Maybe it's
this is Wimbledon.
Precipitation.
And it looks like to me that there was a chance that our U.S. guy could have advanced here, but no, it ain't happening. Oh, dark. Now it's dark.
I guess it is the darkness factor.
Darkness factor, yeah, absolutely. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. Okay, which of these new assistant coaches will make the biggest positive impact this season? Eberflus, Clayton Adams, the offensive line coach Connor Riley, running back coach Derek Foster, D-line coach Aaron Whitecotton, secondary coach David Overstreet. I mean,
it's got to be, you would think that it would maybe be Clayton Adams, but man, you throw Whitecotton in there,
On the D-line?
On the D-line.
You got a lot of respect for him, huh?
I do.
He came from the Jets.
I do.
And he's made a lot of guys have some of their best seasons with him as their coach. Solomon Thomas is a part of that. Now he's here as well. So that's nice. You have that connection. I am excited about him. They've had him mic'd up, and there's been some clips of him at practice, and you can definitely appreciate the way he goes about his business there on the D-line.
I'm going to go with White Cotton there.
Are you? Okay.
Well, because I say that with the thought of maybe that, man, this offensive line needs their guy to step up. The last 2 years, I don't think they've gotten the absolute best coaching they could out of that group.
Yeah, Connor Riley, I mean, that is one of the most important coaches you can have on your staff, your offensive line coach.
Oh, Todd Arch and I have this discussion all the time about, he says offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and then he goes offensive line coach.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah, because that...
And he's. I don't think he's wrong. No. I don't think he's wrong about that.
No, he's not.
But if you ask for this team who could have the impact, White Cotton has shown that he's been with... Well, so is... So is these offensive line coaches, you know, that they currently have.
Yeah, I mean, I do love the two-headed monster of Clayton Adams as the OC.
Yeah.
Who's got a bunch of offensive line background in his coaching resume. And then, of course, Connor Riley, who is the official O-line coach, both those guys together. I'll just go Clayton Adams because he's got the offensive line stuff that I think he will be having a heavy hand in. But then also he is going to be your main play designer, I would think.
Yeah.
And coming from Arizona, that Drew Petzing offense that has been really impressive over the last few years, especially when you look at the way they've attacked things in the run game. James Conner, being a guy who's benefited a lot, fantasy owners know him pretty well. Heck, Cowboys fans know because James Conner had his way with you, what was it, now two seasons ago,
yeah.
You have the Cardinals on the schedule again this year, but Clayton Adams is, I mean, that's the hire that I'm most excited about. But you could couple him with Connor Riley. That would be my vote. Hopefully this offense is going to look quite a bit different and more forward-thinking, much more impressive than a McCarthy or a Kellen Moore, Jason Garrett offense for sure. That's definitely where my optimism right now is. Which rookie will have the biggest impact? Should be a no-brainer with Tyler Booker, right? He's plug and play. He's starting.
It should be. Maybe Donovan Ezeraku.
Second-round pick, edge rusher for sure. He'll make an impact.
Yeah.
And then the wild card here is Jaden Blue.
Yeah, we really don't know what the scheme is going to entail. I've said this a bunch on various platforms, said it on our station here. I don't know. This first time in a long time, I don't know. I don't have a feel for how they're going to attack people. You know, we've talked about with the different coordinators, the college influences. You know, I don't think I really saw, you know, the one practice I watched during the mini camp was not enough for me to get a real, real feel. I did see, you know, Lamb and Turpin lining up in the backfield and taking handoffs. I don't know if that particularly was something it's exciting, but I don't know if I want to see it all the time. But I think I'm going to have a better understanding of when we get to training camp and then also what we see in some of these preseason games as well. I think a lot of teams are going into this, opponents with the Cowboys, say the first 3-4 weeks of the season, and really not having a feel for what they're going to do. You know, I think opponents are trying to prep this thing in a way that, like, they're really not sure. They're trying to put together, okay, well, this is what we got from Arizona. Well, oh, wait, we got this from Oregon. Oh, wait a minute. We got some of the stuff from, you know, from
K-State.
Yeah. I mean,
it will be tough to prepare for the Cowboys offense early on.
The first 4 weeks of the season, it will be very difficult. Yeah. Especially if you don't have an understanding of what they're really, really trying to do. They'll tell you that, you know, they're committed to trying to run the football, but how committed are they? Everybody talks about running the football until it comes time to running the football. And then they abandon that thought very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. Shin-Soo Chu. Yeah.
Okay.
The Shin there is going to get the job done.
Shin's going to get the job done.
Hunter Lipke.
All right.
A lip is a body part, Broadus. You know that better than anyone.
I know that.
really appreciate just how seriously the Tolos have taken this particular game. And I do think this will be one of the few games that we can actually stretch into the 6 o'clock hour.
I don't know about that.
The amount of names that we haven't addressed yet.
Okay, give me some names. Give me some more names then.
Larry Foote.
Larry Foote, yes.
Luther Head. Lucky Whitehead.
Lucky Whitehead, there you go.
I mean, we're just scratching the surface.
All right.
All right, coming up next here, we have Krusty's Corner. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, I do. I've got a game called Firework or Dud, and it pertains to your Dallas Cowboys. We'll do that next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.